Finding the salsa beat is hard. Finding music to do it with, even harder. My name's Anthony Brasad, and this is Addicted to Salsa. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Addicted to Salsa. My name is Anthony. And, well, today's going to be a little bit different. I'm going to try and help most of you find the salsa beat in the music. We're going to do that with a couple of methods and hopefully me and this microphone. A couple suggestions for the people trying to find the beat in salsa music. In most cases, the reason why some students or some dancers tend to take longer in finding the beat is because they try and automatically find the beat and turn it into their movements in their basic step. And really, it's more of a process. You first should find the beat with your ear and make sure you can synchronize it to your ear, and then let your ear and your brain, of course, communicate that beat to your muscles. And those are two separate steps that should be done independently of one another. So what I first suggest for this episode is that, you know, play this episode couple times with your speakers or with your headphones and try and do another activity. You know, play video games, work on the computer, do some cooking. Or what helped me, which is you might find hilarious, is actually I used to fold laundry because I'd get bored folding laundry. I'd fold laundry while I'd listen to salsa and to the tracks. And the reason why this works, at least this is the way I found the beat in salsa music, it's because I think, of course, I'm not a psychologist to know this, but you're making your brain do two different activities. And by making it do two different activities, you're forcing your brain to naturalize one of them. And most likely, your brain is going to naturalize the one that requires the least amount of work, which is the activity that requires the least amount of your senses being used at that particular moment. So, for example, if I'm working at the computer, well, my eyesight is being used to the computer, my fingers are used to type, but my ear is free to listen to the beat. And automatically, that beat will just start sinking into your brain little by little. And then I'll tell you this, one day, you're just going to click. Everything is just going to seem so clear. It's because your ear has already been trained to recognize that pattern in any salsa song you might get, or any cha-cha song, or even in bachata song in the future, of course. And once you recognize that pattern, the entire world opens up to you, because you don't have to worry about finding the beat. You can just worry about your patterns and your footworks and any other things you might do, like, for example, style and leading. Now, this is my technique on how to find the salsa beat in the music and kind of helping you. And it's an analogy similar to learning how to ride a bicycle, especially because after you find it, you never really forget how to find the beat. And it's really how when you first learn how to ride a bicycle, you're kind of sitting on the bicycle and you have somebody else helping you out. And he's going to tell you to pedal and, you know, move forward and pedal and kind of try and balance the bike by yourself. But as well as you're doing that, he's holding the bike for you. So you kind of have some support. And while you get enough speed, the person holding the bike with you is going to let go at some points, just so you can kind of get a feel of what it feels like to, of course, not have that support, but how it is it to balance a bike while it's moving. And of course, the person will still be back there to kind of hold that bike together in case it feels like you're actually going to fall, so that, you know, you kind of resynchronize. So in this case, what I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be, like you saw in the very beginning, I played a track and I'm going to be counting to that track. Now, you might see a lot of people counting in some of the other practice tracks, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But I think that's a little bit more confusing to the way you actually dance salsa, which is really 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7. Or more specifically, if you're dancing on 1, you want to make sure you're hitting your 1, 3, 5, 7. And if you're dancing on 2, you want to make sure you're hitting that 2, 3, boom, 6, 7. Boom, 2, 3, boom, 6, 7. The last thing I'd like to tell you is to, as I'm counting these in this track, to pay attention at what accents in the music or in the song I'm using to know when the 1 is, when the 3 is, when the 2 is, when the 6 is. So I'm going to be counting 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, or 2, 3, 6, 7. And then if in the next iteration I don't say the numbers, or I miss some of the numbers, try and pinpoint what exactly is it in the song or in the track that I'm listening to that sounds different, that tells me, or, you know, you could be like, oh, what tells Anthony that a 2 should be there, or a 1 should be there, or a 6 should be there, etc. So try and figure out what is that pattern that I'm listening to, so you can start listening to that pattern in the track, and hopefully after you've trained your ear enough, you can listen to it in any other salsa track. This next track will just feature the 3-2 clave, which you know as ba 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 ba. So try and listen for it.
Two, three, six, seven.
2, 3, 6, 7, 2, 3, 6, 7, 2, 3, 6, 7. Thank you. One, three, five, seven. One, three, five, seven. One, three, five, seven. One, two, three, five, six, 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 seven. Seven, two, three, six, 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 seven, two, three, two, three, two, three, two, three, two, three, six, seven. 2, 3, 6, 7. 2, 3. One, three, five, seven. 1, 3. 1, 3, 5, 7. 1, 3. 1, 3, 5, 7. 1, 3. 1, 3, 5, 7. 5, 7. 5, 7. 5, 7. 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 3, 5, 7. 1, 3, 5, 7. Well, hopefully you'll listen to that over and over again. And of course, if you don't like my sound effects, well, I'm sorry, but I'm trying to help. Of course, I'm not very good with my sound effects, but that's kind of what I use to kind of teach you. I mean, it's not only about numbers, but it's also a feeling that you feel in the music. You know, that rum pa pa, rum pa pa, or you feel a clave, pa pa pa, pa pa, pa pa pa, pa pa. And once you start learning how to dance on clave, which is very, very important, you start realizing that all instruments kind of follow that same pattern, and you can move between those two patterns, and you're still going to be in sync with the music. Well, for now, as you're starting to dance on one, you'll just focus on making sure you're hitting those ba, 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 ba. That you're 1, 3, 5, 7. 1, 3, 5, 7. And as you progress, or if you start dancing on two, you'll be dancing on clave. So you can hit those tum, 2, 3, boom, 6, 7. Tum, 2, 3, boom, 6, 7. Or those any of those other types of instruments. Well, that's it for today. This will just be one in hopefully multiple part series of me helping you try and find the salsa beat, which is usually one of the hardest parts of learning how to dance, you know, kind of training your ear to understand the music and find subtleties in the music and the accent to the music, so it can then be interpreted in actual, you know, body movements, you know, for your basic step, for your patterns, or literally body movement, you know, for your actual dance. So just make sure you listen to this track over and over again and use it to practice as you walk around the house, folding laundry, or just practicing at your studio. Well, that's it for today. Hopefully this track has helped you and improve your ability to find that salsa beat in the music. And if not, you know, just listen to this track a couple more times, actually multiple times, until that kind of salsa beat gets ingrained in your head and, you know, works its way through those nooks and crannies in your brain so it can then be interpreted by your muscles, because it all takes time. I will leave you with one last track, which is Rey Barreto's Acid track, which is a pretty good track to actually practice to. And, you know, if you're at the studio or you're at your home, just put it on, let it kind of sink in. Walk around the house doing the basic step when you can find the beat, and slowly but surely something will click in your head and you'll be able to hear the beat, just like you can distinguish between red and blue and green and yellow. You know, it's clear as day. So hopefully this episode is helping you get to where you'd want to be. And well, again, my name is Anthony Prasad. Until next time, see you in the club.